Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hey guys, Chris Wilcock here for The Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 28. A couple of weeks ago, we had jumped right back in and I talked about, you know, in the next episode, how we were going to talk about our thoughts. And I said we would talk about how important our thoughts are. Our thoughts are so important to our ability to manifest. It's at the foundation of everything that we create. A lot of our thoughts, majority of our thoughts, come through our beliefs. And you might be thinking, well, yeah, sure, I have a lot of thoughts. Everybody has a lot of thoughts every day. And thoughts are extremely important, you might think, but you're thinking, well, how does that tie into manifesting? And how, you know, maybe more importantly, how do I control my thoughts? So let's talk about what a thought is, right? So within our minds, we have a lot of information passing around within our brains that, you know, we think, oh, I remember where, you know, the grocery store is. I remember that person's name. Everything that sort of processes in our brains is usually, in that we're aware of, is usually in the form of a thought. And so everything we think doesn't come out. We don't speak, we don't say everything we think. And you know, it's a scientific fact that we have, you know, upwards of 60,000 thoughts in any given day. Wow, that's a lot of thoughts, right? And I know that you don't think you are aware of every single thought that you have. You don't stop and go, oh, there's thought 59,723 today. It's not like that at all. Our thoughts are constantly moving within our brains. They're passing through our awareness, and we are aware that we're thinking about a lot of things. But generally speaking, we tend to focus on something that's most predominant within that thought. And one of the things I want to talk about here tonight, and to talk about why thoughts are so important, is that our thoughts really drive us. And they basically become, a creation or a pathway to our realities, right? So by that, what I mean is if you wake up and you're thinking negative thoughts and you're thinking, you know, poorly of your day and you're thinking poorly of someone else and you're thinking that your position in life sucks and that you're not doing very well, I would label all of those type of things as negative thoughts. If you woke up and you thought, oh, today is a wonderful day, I'm going to have a fantastic drive to work, I'm going to really get along with my colleagues today, and you know, everything I do is going to help me better myself. These are what I would classify as positive thoughts. And can we have positive thoughts all day long and every day? No. Can we have a majority of positive thoughts? I'm going to say yes. And you may argue with me, or you may think, well, that's not correct. Because what you're thinking is, maybe you're thinking you cannot control your thoughts. But the thing is, truly, we do control our thoughts. We have the ability to decide, you know, sort of what our thoughts are. Particularly, we have the ability to focus on the thoughts that we want to focus on. We make a decision about whether we give that thought our attention or we push that thought away. And the more training we have in this, and the more we work to push out negative thoughts and build up positive thoughts, honestly, the more positive thoughts you will have. Now, does that mean you'll be a saint and never have a negative thought ever again? Of course not. And in fact, some negative thoughts are probably necessary to our survival to some degree, right? Maybe again, you would argue about that, but I would say that it's extremely important to have a majority of positive thoughts and be aware of your thoughts. The first part about controlling your thoughts is being aware of your thoughts. Now, let me go through some stuff here and see if this resonates with you. This will probably lay some of the groundwork for, you know, why your thoughts are so important, right? So we create our own realities through our thoughts. We draw more of the same to us, and we, through our thoughts, we put out a form of energy, right? And I don't know if anybody out there would argue with me. I'm not saying, you know, on some, you know, granola eating quacky plane that we have these amazing thoughts that just generate out into the universe. But thoughts, at whatever level you want to look at this, thoughts are extremely important. You may think to yourself that, you know, thoughts aren't that important and they're not tied to the universe and they don't really equate to an energy field. Well, they certainly do, because we all know, and we've talked about this before on my show, The Gifts of the Universe, and it's in my book. If you put out negative thoughts and you live with negative thoughts and you kind of live in a negative realm, then you do put out negative energy that can actually be measured. And I'm sure there's nobody out there who will argue with me. I'm sure you agree with me that the more positive you are, the more upbeat you are, the more strength there is around your energy. You have a positive energy, right? As opposed to a negative energy. If all day long you had negative thoughts, you had, you know, really bad feelings about things and you weren't very positive, then you probably are extremely aware that that is a low vibration and that you're putting out a lower energy field that will attract more low energy to yourself. So the same principle is this energy field that we talk about. The higher the vibration we are at, the higher we are in that energy field, the more of the same we draw to us. So if we are positive thinkers and we think positive things about ourselves and others, most importantly about ourselves, then we will create a more positive reality for ourselves. Right? So whatever it is you're trying to do in your life, if you're having negative thoughts all the time, then you are really drawing more of the same to yourself. In short, you're really, you know, creating that reality that you may not be thrilled with. If you want to have a positive situation in life and you want to draw and manifest more positive things to yourself, then I would strongly suggest that you work on raising your vibration through your thoughts. And by doing this, you will bring more positive things to yourself. Now, the key here, and I know a lot of you are out there probably shaking your head around this, is I have no control over my thoughts. My thoughts just come. Thoughts just come in my head. I can't control it. I have very little to do with that. They just happen. Well, that's not entirely true. Like I said, you do have the ability to control your thoughts. Let's say, for example, you get up in the morning and you're thinking, oh shit, it's gonna be a bad day. And you probably think that. That's probably a thought before you say it, right? So you don't say something that you haven't thought. So whether you say it out loud or not, the thought may be in your head, oh, I'm gonna have a shitty day, things are gonna be bad, traffic is gonna suck. Oh my God, I wonder if my car is gonna start. Oh, it looks like it's gonna snow today. These are your thoughts, and I would say they're negative thoughts. Does that mean by thinking them that you are going to get into crappy traffic, or that it is gonna snow because you thought, oh, it doesn't look very nice out and it may snow? Of course, it doesn't exactly mean every thought that you have will come to fruition. It doesn't mean because you think that it's going to snow today, that it's going to snow, or that it's going to rain today, or that you're going to have a bad meeting today, or the traffic is going to be bad. Just because you have that thought doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be true at that moment. But what I am saying is when you have those negative thoughts, you will draw more negative situations to you, and your life will be more negative. Those thoughts will inevitably color your world, right? So the more positive your thoughts are, the more positive your life will be. That's just the way it is. And when you're manifesting, you have to remember your thoughts are bringing to you more of what you're putting out there, meaning that your reality will be a reflection of your thoughts. So if your thoughts are more negative, then you will have more negative outward realities than you will if you have more positive thoughts. So I think we all understand that. So let's get to the real heart of this, which is how do I control my thoughts? So I wake up in the morning, my thoughts are running wild in my head, right? I get 60,000 thoughts a day and I just have no ability to control it. And like I say, that's bullshit. You do have the ability to control it. And so it can come about in several ways. And certainly once you're aware of it and you start thinking, why did I think that? You will become aware of that thought, and therefore you will have some more control over those thoughts. And over time, that will be one way that you will control some of those negative thoughts. So let's say in the morning you get up, and I'm gonna start with the morning because of course that's a natural time of day that we're aware of our brains actually thinking, right? So you get up in the morning and you get out of bed and you think, oh man, it's gonna be a rough day today. And you know, you head to the shower and go, oh, I got that meeting with Charlie and oh, it just never goes well. And oh my God, I gotta drive to work and that's gonna be a shitty drive. I just know it is. Okay, so stop right there. Those are your thoughts. As those thoughts enter your head, they may be true. They may be reflections of really what your day is going to look like. I don't know, you know? But what I'm saying is if you push those thoughts out, and you can allow some of them to enter it, it's reality, right? But if you're thinking it, you're bringing more of it to you. You're gonna become aware of it. You're going to look for it and you're going to draw more of that to yourself. How this happens, I don't know, but trust me, it does. And just try it with yourself as an experiment. So what I would suggest you do here is when you have those thoughts, change them. So instead of thinking, oh God, the drive to work is gonna be shitty and that meeting with Charlie is gonna be nasty. As soon as those thoughts enter your head, think to yourself, oh, I'm gonna have a great day. I'm not sure why I thought that. I am gonna have a great drive to work. I think it's gonna be good today because you know what, even if there's a lot of traffic, that's gonna give me an opportunity to listen to maybe a podcast or listen to some positive uplifting music. Or maybe it's gonna allow you the ability to process a few things that you've been thinking about for work. So you can look at the positive side there. And then maybe you think about that meeting with Charlie and you think, oh, it always goes bad with Charlie. Those conversations are always tough and difficult to have. I don't know why, that guy's hard to work with. If instead of that thought, as soon as that thought enters your head, you thought, oh, I think today might be the day that I can actually understand Charlie. I can try to communicate with him. I'm gonna be aware of what he's saying and try to see it from Charlie's perspective. Doesn't mean you have to give in to Charlie, but what I'm saying is all you're doing is trying to alter your thoughts. This is the first place to start. So you can also circumvent a lot of that negativity by simply creating the day mentally that you want to have. And at first this will be tough. And over time, it will get easier and you will find it will push out a lot of those negative thoughts. And by that, I mean, let's say you get up in the morning, you think, oh my God, it's gonna be such a great day today. You get into the shower and you think, oh, it's gonna be great. Here's how my day is gonna go. After I'm done here in the shower and I get ready for work, I'm gonna get in the car and I'm gonna listen to some really good music. Look at the sun shining today. It looks like a beautiful day. If you try to sort of project your day the way you want it to happen and use positive reinforcing thoughts, you will eventually push up the negative thoughts. And I'm not saying by any stretch that this is a guarantee for having, you know, an amazing day. But having done this for a very long time now, I will tell you that your day will go much smoother if you put out what you want to receive back. When I get up in the morning, I think about how my day is gonna go, and even if there's some negative meetings that I'm gonna have that day or things that potentially could be negative, I just project them to myself and tell myself how positive they're gonna be. And if I think, ah, shit, that's not gonna happen because I got XYZ going on today, and when XYZ goes on, it always goes bad. Don't say things like that. So if you do, if that's the reality, just do the opposite. Say, oh yeah, I have XYZ today, but today it's gonna go really well. I'm going to make that happen and I'm gonna make that go really well. At the end of the day, if it didn't, I guarantee you the more that you do this and the more you project what you want and you put out those positive thoughts, the more of that will come back to you. It's just the way it is, right? And give this an experiment, try. So when you feel those negative thoughts, just replace them with a positive version. It doesn't mean some things aren't potentially still out there as negatives, okay? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying view the world through a pair of rose-colored glasses. To some degree, I guess I am, right? But I'm not saying just because you look through rose-colored glasses that really the reality is everything's fantastic. It could be kind of shitty and it may take you a while to get out of that shitty world, right? But all I'm saying is the more that you see the world positively, and the more you put out that positive energy, the more positive vibrations will come back to you and things will manifest the way you want them to, right? Things will become way more positive and uplifting for you and to you, okay? So that's an extremely important thing, is just think about, become aware, and then think about your thoughts. So, like we said, awareness is the first part, okay? Now, you know, you're still gonna have 60,000 thoughts in any given day, and a lot of them, like we said, are going to be all over the place. And once you're aware of them, you might think, wow, I'm getting a lot of negative thoughts. And like I said, once you start to work to replace those thoughts, you can get them to be more positive, right? So just remember that you have a certain amount of control over your brain, right? So I've heard people say, you know, your brain is your bitch. You control your brain doesn't control you, right? So those thoughts create our realities. And if you keep that in mind, then that's an awareness, right? So knowing that, you know, all those negative thoughts are a waste of your frickin' time, you can start to push them out, right? It doesn't mean they won't come in there, but like I said, the more you think about positive things and work to replace them, the more positive thoughts you will have and the more positive vibrations. And the more you look on the positive side of things instead of the negative side, will be that you begin to replace them. Now, the second way that I wanna talk about, and this again was covered in my book, The Gifts of the Universe, and it's extremely important, is about our use of affirmations. So positive affirmations. So, you know, once you've got up in the morning, you've got dressed and you've gone through this exercise of, you know, replacing your negative thoughts with positive thoughts, make sure you carve out some time to actually tell yourself some positive affirmations, right? So maybe on your drive to work, you, instead of thinking, I suck at this. I'm shitty driver. I'm a shitty employee, or I suck at this, or whatever it is that your thoughts are thinking, jump ahead of them. Get out there with affirmations. So say affirmations that tell you what you want to be. So you can say things like, I'm a really skillful driver. I'm a good driver. I'm a great employee. I, you know, whatever it is, you can come up with your own affirmations. At first, you could start writing them down on cards, and obviously you're not going to read them in the car, you know, but you could read them before you left for work, or you could take it a step further and you could actually tape them, right? So you could tape them on your phone, listen to them Bluetooth through your phone onto your stereo system in your car. You could buy Spotify or any other, you know, Amazon audiobooks. You could do all kinds of things that give you positive information, right? So there's a lot of positive information that you can play back to yourself for your drive home. I've said this before, I feel that the news and listening to the news is just a bunch of negative affirmations. Now, I'm not saying that it always, and I'm not saying I don't ever want to listen to the news or I don't want to be aware of what's going on in the world. A certain amount of that is important. But to me, I don't want to be bombarded with that shit, okay? I don't want to hear, you know, 8 hours a day crap, you know? And maybe, like I said, a lot of it's important. I'm not saying don't listen to the news or don't become worldly or don't, you know, focus on things happening around you, but maybe narrow that focus, right? So instead of listening to everything about what's happening in other countries and every city in the world, maybe focus on what's happening in your environment, right? That may be one way there. But whatever you do, I'm suggesting that you listen to positive information, and you can do that with your own written affirmations, taped, or you can listen to affirmations that are available out there. And for example, let's say, you know, one of your desires is to be wealthy. You can say affirmations to yourself. Money comes easily and effortlessly to me. I feel good today because I know today is a great day and things are going to be very positive for me today. I'm having meetings today, and those are going to be wonderful meetings. There's going to be a lot of positive that comes out of those meetings, and it's really going to benefit me. My career is really moving in the right direction. Positive things are happening to me. I love life and I love the way I feel about life. You know, these are things I'm just coming up with right here off the top of my head, but I'm suggesting to you that there are so many things that you can come up with out there for working to replace your negative thoughts with positive thoughts through using affirmations. Give it a try. Affirmations are extremely important. We do it all day long. We allow fear to drive us. We allow fear to take over. We allow the past, and this is, you know, thoughts too, is a lot of our thoughts are generated from things in the past, things that have happened to us before, things that we continue to focus on. Those are part of our thoughts. So when those thoughts come into my mind and I start thinking about, like, oh man, why didn't I do that? 20 years ago, I had an opportunity to do that and this and that and whatever, and I really dropped the ball on that. Those thoughts don't serve me. You know, the event that happened in my life probably served me, okay? But keep rehashing them, keep thinking about them, focused on them, really does very little to today, to moving forward, to you know, things I want in the future. If you're focused on negative things, which is what most people are, focused on fear-based things and things from the past, okay? Push that shit out of your brain, okay? And even fear, if you think, oh, it's, you know, it's gonna be so bad when I get to work and I'm so afraid of that person and I'm so tired of dealing with that person. Anything that's fear-based, think about what fear is. You are giving life to something that may not happen. Worry and fear are rarely worth your time or effort. Now, I'm not talking about real fear. There's real fear. There's people who live in fear of things, and that fear is real. For that, you need help. You need professionals to you know, help you with that fear. By that, I mean, if you're in fear of your life or you're fear that someone's going to hurt you, then obviously you need to do something about that. But I'm talking about on a day-to-day basis, we live in fear. We live in fear that the roads are going to be busy. We live in fear that it's going to rain on my drive home. We live in fear that people aren't going to like us. We live in fear that we're not going to be the same as the Joneses. These are fears that a lot of people have every single day. What I'm suggesting to you is when you have these fears and this type of fear begins to invade your thoughts, push it out, right? You know, whatever you are fearing is probably a mindset that's lacking in real information, right? If you want to flourish and really, you know, move forward, then you're going to have to do your best to deal with what's causing that fear. Or just if it's not real fear and you're aware of that, and it's just something that you're afraid might happen, work to push it out. Work to get rid of it. Work to replace it with positive, you know, thoughts. Okay, so that's another way. A big way, like I said, is using those positive affirmations, right? And another way, and that's a whole, this is a whole different show, and I've talked about it before, but what meditation is, when we look at what meditation is, it's not about sitting quietly and having no thoughts. Okay, so some people will say, I can't meditate because when I try to meditate, thoughts just keep coming and going. Thoughts pour into my brain and I just can't meditate. Well, that's not really true, and that's not really what meditation is. What meditation is not focusing on those thoughts. It's becoming aware, sitting quietly, and I'm not going to get into a whole thing about meditation today, but we certainly can do it in another show. I meditate all the time, but what meditation is when thoughts enter my brain, and they will, it's not paying attention to them. So think about a tree, especially at this time of year, the fall, with all the leaves coming off the tree, is think of your thoughts as things that are passing by in front of you, as if you're sitting in a field watching leaves fall off a tree. Those thoughts are just everywhere around me. I'm not going to, during meditation, give them any focus. I'm going to let them come and go, right? Just let the thought enter your brain and leave. Don't follow it, okay? A lot of people talk about don't follow that thought. If you do start to follow a thought, you're sitting there meditating and you start thinking, oh, I was gonna have a drink today with Tony and I wonder what we would talk about. That's a thought and you're following that thought. If you start going with that thought and thinking, well, wonder where we would have gone, wonder what we would have ate, well, I wonder what Tony wanted to tell me. If you start following that thought, then you're going with that thought, okay? You're being trapped by that thought and following that. If you just let it go and the thought comes into your brain and says, Tony, and you just kind of let it go and another thought comes. That's what meditation is. It's allowing the thoughts to come into your brain but not receive your attention right now or your focus. And by doing that, you do so much good. But one of the things you do when you do that type of meditation is you really teach yourself to not follow your thoughts and let all your thoughts dominate you. You basically put some control over your thoughts. And the more you meditate and put control over your thoughts, then you become more aware of what your thoughts are. You become a better gatekeeper of your thoughts. And I've talked about that concept before, about being a gatekeeper. What you think is so freaking important. I cannot tell you how important your thoughts are to manifesting the world and the life that you want. They are so key that you must become a gatekeeper. And like I said, I've given you some suggestions here, but meditation is a very, very powerful way of becoming aware of our thoughts. And it's really, that's why you'll hear people say mindfulness, right? We talk about being mindful. Mindful is being aware of what your thoughts are. So when you get into meditation and the more you meditate, you will start really having control over your thoughts. So you become aware, you'll be sitting, you know, watching TV, reading a book, having dinner, whatever it is, and these thoughts come to your head. You will become aware of what they are, and you will just, because of your meditation where you've let thoughts go, you will let the shit flow away. So when a shitty thought comes in, or the chaff, or whatever you want to call it, of the thoughts you don't want to pay attention to, you will be much better trained at letting them go, okay? You really will. So give it a try. It takes a while. But the more you meditate, the more powerful a tool you will find, and more powerful you will become at being a gatekeeper of your thoughts. And it's really about that. So this episode has really been about thinking about your thoughts, being aware of your thoughts, letting the negative thoughts go when you can, replacing them with positive thoughts. And there's a lot of material out there, and I'll go into it more in other days. Give my book a read. There's a lot of concepts in my book, but really, Your beliefs and your thoughts are really the keys to manifesting what you want. Once you can control your thoughts, and your thoughts will then change your beliefs. Because maybe you know, through life you came to believe that you're not a good person, or that you're not good at this, or that you suck at this, or whatever it is that, you know, your parents' thoughts became beliefs in you, and our friends and family and all of that stuff, many different things become our beliefs. And we believe these things about ourselves that aren't necessarily true. In fact, in most cases, they're not true, particularly the shitty things, right? But those tied to our thoughts, when we think like, oh, you know, I suck at that, you're reinforcing that thought when you think that because of your belief, right? If you really got to the root of it, somewhere along the line, you or someone else told you that you weren't good at it. So when the thought comes in, you think, yeah, it's true. But if you really got to the crux of it and you looked at the belief, it's probably not true. Therefore, the thought's not true, and it'd be easier to dismiss it. But we're not talking about beliefs today. Though they are tied in there, we're talking about just really paying attention, becoming aware of your thoughts. When the negative thoughts that aren't true, or are fear-based, or they're not your reality, or they're really focused on the past and don't help you today, I want you just to push those thoughts aside for now. Replace them with a positive thought. Replace them with something more positive. Have some awareness of your thoughts. You know, if you can't control what pops into your head right now, just be aware of it, right? Be aware of it, and then over time, you'll get better at controlling what your thoughts are, replacing them with positive thoughts. And use affirmations to build yourself up and to put positive thoughts into your brain, okay? And then if you can, and you can bring yourself to do it, do meditations, okay? Even if you start by doing, you know, 3 minutes or 5 minutes of meditation a day. There's tons of great stuff out there on, you know, recorded meditations. There's Gaia, a TV program that you can subscribe to and get meditations. I know you can get meditations from Apple and Spotify, and there's so much material out there today, and we're probably bombarded with too much information, but be aware that there is a lot of great meditation out there. Do a little bit of research, do a little bit of Google searching, and find something that works for you. And even if you just do meditations that quiet the mind and just become more mindful, it will help you become better at being a gatekeeper for your thoughts. And if you really think about it, that's what we want to be. So we want to be a gatekeeper of our thoughts. Now, once you start replacing those thoughts with more positive thoughts, you will find that you will get more things manifesting in your world. So with that being said, guys, we're at the end of the episode here. I really thank you. This has been episode 28, Thoughts. Thank you, guys. Check out my book, The Gifts of the Universe. And again, thanks, everybody. Bye for now.